Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we have the super talented, super sweet singer-songwriter Jessely joining us to talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I have my lovely and talented co-host, slash thorn in my side,
Emily
with me.
That's
a little to do this thing. Hey, girl, what's up?
I'm good. First of all, I'm the multitasker of the century. I just went through the Jack's drive-thru, and I'm just the queen of multitasking because I can do this and that.
Wow, that's cool.
Anyway.
What do you say let's bring on today's guest?
Probably a good idea.
Alrighty, hold on. Is this Jessely?
Hi there, folks. How are y'all today?
Good, pretty good. How are you?
Doing so well. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to come on and join us today.
Totally. I love doing this stuff. You know, this is where I get to get personal and people get to know some things about me, and I just think it's really fun. I just love interacting with people, so I'm stoked. So thank you again.
Awesome. You know, and just to kind of sort of start off things here, just tell us a little bit about how you got into this whole music business thing. How did you start singing, or how, you know?
Totally. Well, my mom said it started where she walked into the room one day, and I was watching The Lion King, and I was like 2 years old, and I couldn't even speak, and I had like a little Simba doll, and I was like standing up, like pretending like I was holding Simba up on Pride Rock, and I was singing The Lion King song. And
that's
she's
adorable.
Like, she's like, you couldn't even speak words, but she's like, everything you were saying was on key. She goes, it sounded just like the show. And I was,
right.
And you know, that's how she said it started. She goes, ever since then, you know, I knew that you were probably going to do something with singing. And I always had been a really sporty girl. And for the longest time, I actually played semi-pro tennis. And I did a lot of tennis stuff. And I was traveling. And my singing kind of was secondary. And I was more of an athlete. And then, you know, later on, after it really started, I'd say I really started taking it seriously after I graduated high school. I just knew at that point, you know, after doing some college, and after, you know, hitting the books and kind of hitting real life and having a real girl job, that I did not want it. I wasn't going to have it. I hated clocking in. I hated being a number. And it just was not as adventurous and fun to me. And I'm like a really hands-on person, and I like to be doing stuff, and I don't like to be behind a desk. And I kind of just said, forget it. I'm gonna do what I like, and I'm gonna do what God gave me as a talent. And you know, I really just kind of went off and started chasing my dream after that. So that's kind of how it happened. I'd say it's been about between the songwriting and recording the album and traveling and doing shows. It's probably been like about a 2.5 year process of me being a really serious recording artist and singer. But my album only just released April 17th. So it's been a process of making it and slowly but surely just kind of establishing everything, you know?
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned the album because at the top of the show, I played the title track to the album on top of the show. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've just gotten a couple songs from the album, but the songs I do have are just incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It really means the world when people say that, because I say it all the time, and so I don't think people really believe me, but it's true stories. All these songs, this album is really, I call it my musical diary, because it's just all things and experiences that I've gone through in my life, and I literally, you know, wrote them down on paper and kind of created like this nostalgic song journal of things that I went through. So, you know, people say they like my music. It's cool because obviously, like, the songs are super personal to me. You know, they're my songs and they're part of my life. So, it means the world. So, I really, really appreciate that. So, thank you.
You know. And I did kind of have some sort of a fun, quirky kind of get-to-know-you questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, oh my gosh, totally. I have an open book. I have pretty much nothing to hide. So feel free to ask me whatever you want.
That's what we like, right, Em?
Yeah.
What kind of what music are you listening to right now? Country, pop, rock? What are you listening to right now?
You know, that is a really weird question for me. It's so funny. I am a fan of music in general. I have no favorite genre. I would say the music that I listen to the least would probably be like hip hop and rap. But sometimes you'll hear a little bit of it in my playlist when I work out. But
right.
The workout playlist. Exactly.
Oh, that workout
playlist.
You
got to have some Eminem pump me up motivation music in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
Cody question,
too.
My workout playlist consists of Headstrong by Trapped. I love that song.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Not Afraid
definitely.
By Eminem.
Totally.
And Lose Yourself by Eminem. Those are my top three workout songs. I just love them.
Oh, I thought like Snoop Dogg and like 50 Cent and like Fergalicious online.
That's
like, funny. I was actually listening to Jason Derulo. I was listening to this morning while I was getting ready, and I was like, did I really create this? Because I'm like ashamed of the music face that I have.
Oh, I love it. I love when you get, like, I've got so many of my girlfriends, their playlists, if you read their playlist, you'd think they were a hood rat, but they're so, like, so
yeah,
proper.
For real.
They're so
like,
proper.
If you looked at my music, you would think I was from, like, it doesn't matter where.
That's so funny.
But in all honesty, and Em will tell you this, my music tastes range from oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I can honestly say the same thing. I think from like being in the country industry and just listening to it so much, it tends to definitely be what I listen to more. And I have,
right.
I've always been like, I've always had this little like punk side to me. So I love rock music. Like, country,
yeah.
Country rock and rock in general. I mean, those are like my three go-tos all the time. But I do have my moments. I mean, like when, I mean, I love dancing. I'm a super like extrovert. I mean, you can't keep me off the dance floor. I will talk to like anybody, anytime.
Oh, I'm the same
like,
way.
Don't tempt me with a good time because I'll do it. you know, and then those are the moments that you'll probably hear me. I'll get my hip hop on, or you know, like I said, when I'm working out, things like that. So I really do. There's every genre. There's something that like I can always appreciate with in that genre. I love music. I'm such a fan of music in general, and I really like am open to anything. I love it all.
Oh, I agree. You know, and when you said about I will talk to somebody for hours. I've never met a stranger. That's how I will come up to you and talk to you and strike up a conversation with you, and no matter who you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I am. Usually a lot of people, they're surprised when they meet me. They're just like, wow, like I feel like I've known you for a really long time, but I just met you. I'm like, that's
exactly
good.
In the same
right?
way. Exactly. But let's see. Okay, and along the same lines of music and entertainment or whatever, what are your favorite TV shows right now that you're watching?
Lately, just like between the flying back and forth to Nashville and, you know, just doing a lot of shows and stuff, and then I'm also getting ready for a figure show, which we'll get back to later on, but I love working out, so... but there's just been a lot on my plate. So TV shows at the moment have been, like, super duper, like, rare for me. Like, it's so hard for me to find time to watch TV anymore. There's very little time for me. But if I do, and this sounds really corny, but what I've been watching lately has been Chopped, the Food Channel.
I love that show.
Y'all can't judge me, but listen, I'm living vicariously through these shows because right now my diet's very, very tight with my fitness life going on. And I see all these cheat meals, and I kind of just pretend like I'm enjoying them.
That's funny. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. Anybody who really knows me, they know I am a pizza fanatic. I love pizza more than life. And that's always my go-to cheat, and it's probably been about 12 weeks that I haven't had it, so I can't wait till after my figure show because I'm going to have a whole pizza and a whole stromboli to myself. So.
Wow. You know, and I saw on one of your Snapchat stories that you're Italian, so that a pizza and the stromboli stuff, just I understand that completely.
I am. I don't know if there is such thing as country Italian. If there isn't, I just invented it. But it's what I am. I'm Italian by heritage, but I'm country country roots. I was born country, but my ethnicity is Italian.
Of Italian food,
cool,
I do understand that.
I'm around a lot of people who make good homemade pizza, so I get the best of both worlds. And then I'm around people who make some good home cooking too. So it's like,
And
my family knows food.
I know this is probably no comparison to home-cooked Italian food, but the best pizza I've ever put in my mouth is in Chicago at a place called Giordano's.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It sounds pretty awesome. Just the name makes me hungry.
It's just incredible. If you're ever in the Chicago area, I find you a Giordano's and try you a pizza.
Well,
you'll thank me later.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have you DM me that one later so I can save that in the memory banks because I'm going.
I don't like traditional pizza. I'm obviously the only American that doesn't like pizza. So I like Papa Murphy's pizza because you get it fixed however you want and they don't put tomato sauce on it if you don't want it. So they put it's the best thing ever. You have to try it. I get this garlic sauce, it's kind of like Alfredo sauce, and like grilled chicken. It's so good. Like always dripping in pasta. Like it's perfect. I swear I'm like secretly an Italian because if I could eat pasta every day, I would be completely content with that.
Oh yeah, that sounds pretty spectacular. Not gonna lie.
Hey Em, I know you have to get out of here in a few minutes. Do you have any questions for her?
Oh,
you have anything
sure.
You want to ask?
Okay. Well, while we're on the subject of fun things, that was a terrible segue. I ask everyone this question because we get some funny responses. So if you can meet one person who, they don't have to be alive now, dead or alive, famous person, who would you pick? And why?
If I could meet one person...
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I've never been asked this question, and I never really thought about it. So this is like deep right now.
It's like everybody says that. They're like, that's so deep, and I'm like, I want to know.
It is, and I want to make it good. I don't want it to be someone that I regret this later on. And I'm like, shoot, I really don't want to meet them. Hold on. Like, give me like 2 seconds to think about this. I would honestly say... I know one of the people that I've always really, really, really wanted to meet, and I've always told myself, like, I really want to meet them, is Brad Paisley. And, I mean, I have, like, a list of people that I'd want to meet, so it's really hard to narrow it down to one. But I've always wanted to meet Brad Paisley just by, like, his songs and, like, his – just the way he carries himself and stuff as an artist. I've actually just learned a lot from him just by, like, watching – you know him, and kind of like following what he does and stuff, and his music is always just really true, and I'm sure obviously he doesn't write all of it, but the song choices that he always has, like on his album, just stays really true to himself, and always has like a similar genre, and I just really like how he has established his career, and I think it'd be really cool to just pick his brain and meet him, just that, you know, being a fellow country artist, and I really look up to him. He just... it's really hard to meet people that, they're famous and they keep such a grounded life and they keep so, so modest and they keep their head on right, you know? And that's always one thing I told myself that, if I ever make it really big one day, I really want to make sure that I'm always an idol and I always keep my head on straight. And I people can look up to me and know that I'm always making good choices in life. And he always just does. Like, he's just a really, really good person. So I would he's definitely one of the people I'd really love to meet one day. So.
We've never had that one before, but we have had Carrie Underwood like 6 times. Like, everybody says Carrie Underwood. And
seriously?
She's a great singer, but I'm not like on the Carrie Underwood fangirl thing like Cody is.
That's so funny. I can honestly say the same thing as you, girlie. I think Carrie Underwood has some pipes. I think she's amazing for a vocalist. But
I'm just not into her.
I've just never really been
artist.
Like a super fan.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I bought her first album ever when it came out, but, like, I know her music, and, like, if it comes on the radio, like, I know all her songs, but just because I hear them, I'm not, like, seeking out to, like, fangirl over Carrie Underwood, and I don't understand why everyone else is, and I'm like, am I missing something? Because Cody's in love with her, and so is everybody else who's on the show.
That's a guy thing. She's just a beautiful woman. That's
this is true.
No,
this is very true.
She's a beautiful, talented woman. And,
she is a gorgeous woman, I will
her,
say that.
She is. You can give her a lot of credit because she's really established herself. You know, there's so many people that they do American Idol, and they do nothing with it, you know? So, I mean, like, you know, it's proof that you can get that big break and you can get that all that exposure. But, like, you look over and you're like, where's Ruben Studdard today? Where's Clay Aiken today?
Clay Aiken, right, exactly.
So, like, it's one of those things that she puts the work in. You know that no matter what break you get in life, you still have to work hard at it. And there's a lot of respect to give her for that. But I just there's something about a person that doesn't do the TV show and makes it to me.
Yeah.
You know, that actually takes the hard path and doesn't get all that exposure in one shot and really has to do the honky-tonks and has to do all the hard pay your dues, you know what I mean? That's what gets me. And Brad Paisley was one of those people. He paid his dues. And I would say that's why, you know, I love Carrie Underwood, but she kind of got her break and she got a little lucky to whereas Brad Paisley really worked hard all his life, you know, and I think I'm really inspired by that. Because I know that's probably what I'm going to have to do, you know? So.
Yeah, well, I think she's great, and don't get me wrong, I like some of the TV show winners, like, I love Daniel Bradbury so much, but I just never got on the Carrie Underwood bandwagon. I just don't know why. I cannot make myself, like, hop on that train. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. You're not alone. I'm right there with you.
See, there's other people like me.
Exactly. Let's get serious for a second because these next a few questions are a little bit more serious.
Sure.
Okay. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
I would definitely say that I would have started it earlier and I would have taken it more serious earlier. You know, it's always good to start as early as you can. And although at the time I loved playing sports and I loved tennis, there was always something in me that wanted to take my singing more seriously. And I think that's why, you know, I ended up not being playing tennis and doing it professionally. I love being an athlete. There's definitely a side of me where I have to go out and I have to be hands-on and I have to be an athlete and, you know, sweat a little bit. I love to sweat and I love to be active. But when it comes to choices, if I really had to pick one or the other, I really don't think I could see myself without doing something with my singing one day. So I'd say the biggest thing is I wish I would have just started it a little earlier and really pushed, you know, for myself and would have had a little more time and had been able to be ahead of the game a little bit more, you know.
And I just have to say this right now. From all the times I spoke on Twitter and then through the show, I have a lot of respect for you.
Oh, thank you. Which is cool. My Twitter is actually so new. That's one other thing. If you want to, That's part two of my answer. I wish I would have started a Twitter way earlier because I've only had that thing for like 4 months. And I don't know why I waited so long to have Twitter, but like, where was I? I have no idea.
That's
hilarious. Twitter's
fun, isn't it?
I love it. You know, I should have started having a Twitter way earlier. I was like, what did I procrastinate on here? And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. It's cool.
I've been on the Twitter bandwagon for a long, long time. Like,
oh yeah,
it's shameful how long.
You know, and that sort of kind of leads into my next question. How has social media helped your career along? You know.
Well, it's funny. Like, I never realized how important having a Twitter was, and like I said, I've really only had it for like 4 or 5 months. It's so new. And I would say out of all the things in the world, that the social media outlet that has really helped the most. The rest of my songs are really great for more my songs. The rest of my social media outlets are really great for more like a press packet type of thing, like when I get booked or, you know, when someone's inquiring about me, I get to say, oh, yeah, well, check out my Facebook page or check out this. But, like, my Twitter is more personable, and it's more like I get to be hands-on and really get to meet cool people and talk to them. And I've really noticed that I've met some just really interesting and fun people, and I've made a lot of new fans that way. I've been able to talk to a lot of people that way. After I do shows, I noticed that, you know, a lot of people, they'll follow me on Twitter, and I get to kind of, you know, talk to them, and I get to hear what they think about me. And I like that you only get, like, 140 words because, like, you know, people can rant, and I'm not about ranting. You know, you can't rant on Twitter, and I love that. I just like that you get to kind of make your point, and then it's like, peace, you know?
I don't like those, you know, those serial Twitter people that, like, tweet five things, and they number them because they want to rant. Like, if you want to rant on Facebook, I didn't come over here to Twitter to look at your crap.
I just, you know, I usually either just post my little picture or say my little, like, you know, tweet, and then it's like, bye, y'all, like, that was fun. You know, it's cool. I like it. It's just really simplistic, and plus it's, like I said, it just gets you to be a little more personal, and it's, I enjoy it. I really wish I would have started that earlier. So,
you know,
hopefully we can keep it growing and get it caught up with the rest of my social media, and you know, that'll be fun. I like it. I'm going to keep doing it.
Awesome. You know, a couple more questions, and then we'll get into your other passion, which is being in the gym. What's the best advice you've ever gotten, whether it's your personal life or career-wise? What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
It's for both. And for both personal and career, and it's just in life, as long as you're not hurting anybody else or yourself, just do what you love. Like, go and do what you love. You live this life. And, you know, you can't always just play it safe. And, you know, I had done that when I graduated. Instead of going off and singing right away and doing what I loved and chasing my dreams, you know, I went out into the work world and I experienced what it was like to be a number and be behind a desk. And, you know, that's kind of really the only thing I'd say in life that I regret is I just didn't start it earlier. And, you know, other than that, you know, I'm really glad that I stopped and I really decided to chase my dream because, you know, it's important. You don't want to ever look back and be like, man, I wish I tried this, you know, or I wish I you know, attempted this. And I can honestly say I'm going at life with everything I've got for everything that I love. And, you know, if I do ever look back, I'll have no shame and I'll have no regrets because I'll be able to say I tried. And that's the biggest advice that I've ever gotten. And I really took it to heart, you know, it was, and I have a really good, team management behind me. I have a really good family behind me, and they're all people that really just believe in me. So, like, you know, take the opportunities is what I say to people, and take the chances, especially when you have people that you know that believe in you and really want to see you succeed. You know, take those opportunities. Those are all signs that you have to just do what you love in life and take the chance, you know?
And speaking of your manager, I have to tell you, she is just an absolute gem.
Oh, yeah, you told
cool.
me that. He texted me a screenshot
of
email and said that he was like, why can't everybody be this simple to work with? Because we've had some interesting people.
You know, it's so refreshing when I hear that because I swear to you, anytime I get one of these books or get a booking done or whatever, like, it's like almost like someone's, like, reviewing on Square. Like, it's like, I don't know, I get a call. I always get someone that, like, tweets me or, like, messages me or, like, they're just like, by the way, like, your manager is so nice. And I'm just like, thank
she
you.
Is.
Because, like, oh, my God.
She's just
a
doll.
Like, I really lucked out with her. And you know, it's just proof, like, you do not, in the music world, when your management it's one of the most important things you can have, and it can make or break you. And my biggest suggestion for anybody picking a manager, you don't always need freaking like Beethoven. You know, you don't need a person that's like so music savvy. You need a person that's really business savvy and people savvy, you know?
Yeah,
I agree.
And that's what my manager has. She's so like people smart, and she's so friendly, and you want someone that's going to be workable, you know? So,
you know.
Well, we've had some people that are really like hard to communicate with, and we've also had people that just blow you off as far as emails and stuff, which is so annoying because, like, I spent that time writing you that novella of an email and you don't respond.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
she's great. She is, and thank you so much for telling me that. It's always refreshing.
I told her this in the email. I said, I deal with a bunch of management people in what I'm doing with the show, and I was like, you are at the top of the list of the easiest to work with. You are just at the top of the list.
Well,
it's so cool, too, because I get to claim her. She's actually private. She's private. She spends all of her time working on me, it's really,
that's
really
cool.
Nice because – I think that's one of the things that helps. She just really gets to focus on me. She has a really true passion for me. You know, she believes in me. She believes in my music. She believes what I stand for. And that's what you want. You want someone who's just got a passion for you, who believes in you, and is just really good with people. And so it means the world that you think that because she's doing her job right. So,
yeah, absolutely.
A last question for you before we move into any upcoming projects for you or anything. Do you have any pre-show rituals, like, you know, prayer or anything that you do?
100%. I always try to pray. And it's really great because I have a band in Nashville, and then I also have a band in Tennessee, and then I also have a band in Florida. And it's great because all the people that I surround myself, I'm really lucky that they seem to be Christians and they seem to have a belief in a higher power.
Right.
And, you know, that's really, really, really important to me because I really do love to gather around and I love to say a prayer. And and my prayers usually, I try to make them less asking for stuff and more just thanking, you know, the Lord for the things that he's done and just, you know, it's really great. And it's one of the things that I swear it's been so helpful, and it eases me before my show. It really just kind of gets, you know, any little bit of final jitters that I have out, you know. It's so important. So, yeah, that's definitely something I do. I'm a really big believer in God. You know, I always have something on me, whether it's a cross bracelet or a cross around my neck, something for a show. I always have something pertaining to a prayer or a cross or, you know, pertaining to God.
Right.
And, you know, I just like having him as close to me all the time as possible. So, yep, that is definitely one of my rituals.
I'm the same way, like with the jewelry. Cody bought me two wrists, actually. He brought me two, like, prayer bracelets and, like, a necklace. And I always, always, always wear them. Always.
Yeah, I switch it up.
My mom makes me choose what's on my arm to see if I had it on. I'm wearing leggings and a t-shirt. I didn't need jewelry with this outfit. But
right.
I always, when I dress up for going out, I always wear them.
Couple different things to choose from, and I always switch it up just depending on, you know, because I have my outfits, like, picked out for me for my shows and stuff. And, you know, just depending on the clothes with, like, how the jewelry is going to go with the outfit, I have different choices, like a good like 5 or 6 things that I can choose from to just kind of throw in there that I wear, you know, that has something pertaining that to the Lord. So.
Well, I used to have a bracelet that had like little beads on it, and each one had like a saint and like one had Jesus. But I wore it so much that it started to like fall apart, and I got it out of those machines that you can order it, and like it's a little egg out. That's where I got it. So, you know, the chance of me finding another one just like it or slip, so I stopped wearing it. But
that's all.
I worked so long that it started to fall apart. I think I got it out of, like, the machine at, like, a Zaxby's that you put a quarter in. It's jewelry on.
Hey, that's, like, a good thing. You actually used it.
Yeah, I still put quarters in those things, you
Yeah.
I didn't grow out of that.
Right, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, we've only got a few minutes left, but I did kind of want to touch on, do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on music-wise or anything?
You know, I'm always writing. Mm-hmm. I got lots of songs on the back burner and lots of things that I definitely want to pull out one day and definitely record. I think the next thing I'm going to record is probably going to be a single. And it's a really, really high energy song, and I'm not going to release too much of it yet because Just a Kiss, the entire album, it's still such a baby album. It's so brand new still. It only released April 17th, so I think it's like 4 months old now or five. I didn't really do the math, but it's still fairly new, and I'm going to push it, I think, for like a good one more year. But pretty soon I will be going back and I will be recording a single. And I'll start pushing that, too. It's a really fun, high-energy country rock song. This is going to have a lot more instrumentation. I plan on having – I love having slide, pedal steel in my songs.
Yeah.
So I plan on having all the same type of instrumentation as my last album, like the pedal steel and the acoustic and the electrics and, you know, what I had before. Mm-hmm. But I also want to incorporate some banjo, some mandolin. I'm thinking about a fiddle. So I'm going to make it really big since it's one single, you know, and I'm going to really rock this one out. And it's going to be good. I have some really big hopes for it and really hoping that, you know, it could be a song that really gets me to that next level at some point, too. So,
okay, real quick before, because I know we only have like a couple minutes, but you said you love rock, you're into rock music. Are you into classic rock or like the newer stuff?
Oh, everything. Everything. I love rock in general. I have such like a little rock girl side to me. Man, half of my shoes, it's so funny. I have like my little Converse shoes, and like I will like go jam out on leg day when I'm at the gym, and I'll wear my flats, and I will listen to every type of rock possible. It's like
I'm into the
old
rock. School rock. Like I really like 70s, 80s rock. Like I'm secretly like 100 years old. Reality.
Oh yeah, you sound really similar to me. You're an old soul. That's how I am too.
Yes.
I love oldies. I do. I love old music. And I'm so open to new music, but definitely the older rock is the best rock.
my mom's been sitting next to me before. She just said, it's not that I'm 100, it's that she's raised me right.
So. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyways, I know we're almost out of time, Cody. I'll be quiet.
When we kind of started following each other on Instagram or whatever, you know, I checked out a few of your Instagram pictures and videos. Y'all, this lady scares me with what she can do in the gym. She scares me.
I love it. I love the gym.
She scares me.
I am such a gym rat. It was so funny. I had just gotten back from WGZM from doing an in-studio interview about my album. And I walked in and on the air, they were on the air when I had walked in the room and they're on the mic still. And on the air, I don't even know if he purposely meant it, but he's like, Just Lee just walked in the room and holy crap, she's got some muscle. And I just started laughing because I couldn't help it because it's like, oh, my gosh, like this guy just said this on the air. And but, you know, it's a compliment because I've worked so hard. I actually used to be a really big girl at one point after I quit tennis and I stopped being an athlete. I gained a lot of weight. It took a long time for me to finally realize that if I want to be in this industry, you have to just really – look your best and be your best and be confident. And when you're looking good and you feel good about yourself, people know that, you know,
they can feel it.
So, fitness has really changed my life, and weightlifting. And, I have grown to love it just as much as music. It's actually my little mantra. I'm like, get it in the process of getting it TM'd, but I say music and muscles because that's like my two things that if I needed anything in life, if those are the only two things I had all my life, it'd be music and fitness, music and muscles, so I'd be happy.
You'd be fine.
be great. And pizza.
And And correct me if I'm wrong, I did see on a Instagram video of yours, you can leg press 495.
Yeah, that was actually...
That's
crazy. I can actually do that, which is that's 10 plates on each side. I can actually do 11 plates on each side, but that was me actually not trying to go my max that day.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I haven't done the math.
That's still insane.
I haven't done the math for what 11 plates is, but yeah, 495 was what I got on video that day, and it felt good. It was a good day. It was a good day. It was a decent day.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to thank you again for taking about 40 minutes out of your day to come to us on and chat with us. This has been probably one of my favorite interviews ever.
Oh, I'm so
I agree.
Happy to hear that. Oh, y'all rock. You made my day just now. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this too. This is so fun. I love this stuff. No need to thank me. This is one of the biggest reasons I'm doing this, and I chose this career because I love meeting new people. I love being hands-on. I love hopefully inspiring someone and making someone's day. And y'all made mine, so thank you so much.
You know, before we let you go, do me two favors, okay? Before we let you go.
Sure.
Number one, I tell your manager she absolutely rocks. She's just one of the best. And tell her that I'll be sending her a email shortly.
Okay, great. I will. I'll let her know that.
All right.
So that's it? That's it. I was expecting something crazy.
And that was it. Again, I wanted to just thank you again. And you've got a... open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on. And we'd love to have you anytime.
That's awesome. I will come anytime y'all want me to. You guys are so sweet. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting y'all. And I really hope I've been entertaining to anybody that's listening.
Oh, trust me, you have.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to let you go. And you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much again, and y'all have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks so much for having me, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was cool, wasn't it, Em?
Yes. We have no time, so do announcements really quick.
Real quick, because I know we've only got like 3 minutes, okay? On the 27th, we have singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor on with us. And the 4th, we have a singer-songwriter, Haley Gerald's coming back. And something that you did not know about, Em. On the 11th, we have a singer-songwriter, Audrey Callahan, with us.
Well, I know that now. You texted me before.
I did. That's right. all right. So... I think I'm going to let you go, all right?
All right. Bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly sweet Miss Jess Lee. And since you've already heard the announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.